modernization of the Chinese military took great steps forward in August, we are now learning. We're told that a launch in August of a nuclear-capable rocket that circled the globe took U.S. intelligence by surprise. 21,000 miles per hour, this hypersonic missile. It's a glide vehicle, if you will. Once it's launched, it glides, but it can maneuver and flies at very low trajectories and can maneuver in flight, making it very hard to track and destroy, which could negate U.S. missile defense systems. That would be the problem. We have U.S. missile defense systems that are designed to knock these sorts of things down, but if it's coming in at low altitude, which means it has a very short window of opportunity to knock it out of the way, then that could be a problem. Joining me here to discuss this some more, Jason Kilmeyer, national security expert specializing in emergency technologies in China. Jason, good to have you here.
Steve, thanks for having me.
So tell me about this hypersonic missile. Now, it missed its target, we're told, by 25 miles. So they don't exactly have it dialed quite in. But, Jason, it's still quite concerning.
Absolutely. And Steve, one way to think about this is in conjunction with what China is also doing, which is engaging in a massive expansion of its ground-based silo nuclear missile program. So what we're seeing is a China that maybe was not so secure about their nuclear deterrent and their ability to withstand a first strike and are now taking steps to really say, like, we are not only in the club of nuclear nations, but the United States needs to watch our ability to respond.
Yeah, 110 was the last count that I saw for new nuclear missile silos that we have detected with our satellites and so forth, 110. Now, we have the Minuteman threes, and we have the submarine-based, the boomers out there, of course, the Ohio-class nuclear submarines. We have different intelligence. We can counter this. But this particular weapon apparently caught American security and military experts off guard. In fact, one quote that I have here is, we have no idea how they did it. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do. And I think that we did not understand how far along China had come. And, you know, for viewers on a Monday morning, anytime over the weekend, the verb stunned is used as it relates to the intelligence community projections. That's not a bad, that's not a good weekend over in Langley. And I think what we have to understand is the ability of these hypersonic missiles to fly lower. And as you pointed out, negate our existing defense systems means that they are right now upsetting the nuclear balance that exists at the exact same time that relations are exceptionally fraught between our countries.
Michael Gallagher, congressman, member of the House Armed Services Committee, said this. It's a call to action. The People's Liberation Army, that's the Chinese Communist Party, has now an increasingly credible capability to undermine our missile defense and threaten the American homeland with both conventional and nuclear strikes. Now, all of this comes, Jason, with the backdrop of Taiwan, which I have said for quite some time, I wouldn't be surprised if we woke up one morning and learned that China had circled the island or had invaded the island and there was an open shooting war there. They believe that it's a rogue province since 1949. They believe it's their sovereign territory and they intend to go get it, just like they took Hong Kong back, changed everything. It did not honor their commitments, none of it. So why would we? And if you have a hypersonic missile and you say, don't touch us, we're going to get our province back. And if you mess with us, we've got this capability. These things go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah. And Steve, here's where you've been right about this for a while. And we're not hearing this reflected everywhere else. This is an academic discussion in other quarters of the media. You know, we'll read about the latest provocation by China. And what I try to tell people is a few weeks ago, that could have been the invasion. And how did we respond as a country? Were we slow? Were we flat-footed? Did the president put out a statement? Or did we simply see a milquetoast written statement put on a graphics card on a Sunday morning by the spokesperson for the Secretary of State? So what I tell people is, these are both military rehearsals of concept, but they are also diplomatic rehearsals of concept. China is watching, engaging how the world responds here. And they have abandoned the pretext, Steve, of there being any supposed provocation for these drills. They are explicitly aimed amphibious assaults and swarming via air. They are explicitly aimed at the takeover of Taiwan.
Well, here's the question. We witnessed the debacle of Afghanistan. We know that Joe Biden was told by his joint chiefs, by his military leaders, by the commander of the Joint Military Command for the United States worldwide, all of these people said, don't do this in this fashion. It won't work. The government will collapse. The military will collapse. It'll be a disaster. And Joe Biden said, well, this is what we're doing. Is Joe Biden capable and competent to do the job necessary to keep the Chinese at bay? Or are the people around him capable of keeping the Chinese at bay? Or does Joe Biden just have a disconnect from the reality of what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, and for two very specific reasons, Steve. One of those is we're seeing nothing from the administration that they understand the gravity of this situation. We cycled a carrier through last week, and so did the Canadians, and that made certain headlines. But we do that every month. So we haven't changed our tempo in response to Chinese aggression. But two, the time is key. All that China has to do to succeed in taking over Taiwan is keep the United States at bay in that first critical 72 hours, that first critical week or two, until it becomes a fait accompli. And so when we see an administration that has this competence gap, this inability to react swiftly and efficiently to these crises, that doesn't give me confidence in our ability to respond.
And what would be our response, the correct response, if Taiwan is encircled and there are ground troops going in from China? I mean, are we willing to go to war with China over Taiwan? That's the real question. We have told Taiwan for decades we would protect them. Will we?
You know, I'm not convinced that there is the consensus there, even on behalf of the American people. But the important thing right now, Steve, is we need a show of force that makes that conflict less likely. What people tend to misunderstand when I'm watching CNN and these other networks is they think that these short-term shows of force for the United States are destabilizing. They're the opposite. We should have all of our allies in the region. Remember that pivot we were supposed to make? We should have all of our allies in the region do a show of force tour through the Taiwan Strait and speak in a united voice to China. You're not getting away with this just yet. That's how you forestall conflict, not initiate it.
Yeah, I certainly hope that, you know, I don't wake up and see that headline. It's not a headline I look forward to seeing. I don't want to be right about it, but I am. And the fact of the matter is we're showing weakness on the world stage. We have no reason to believe that Joe Biden would respond with the appropriate force. We have no reason to believe that the Taiwanese people would be protected by America. The country that's standing up to China happens to be Australia, for the most part, recently, not the United States. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word, Jason.
Yeah, and so what we need to do, both with Australia and then other allies in East Asia, I'm talking about even Vietnam, the Philippines, et cetera, is show explicitly how and why we will be in their corner. Not just short-term deployments, but long-term commitments. Thanks, Steve.
Jason, greatly appreciate it. Jason Kilmeyer, national security expert specializing in emergency technology, and obviously the Chinese, a big concern right now. Thank you, Jason. Greatly appreciate you being here. We're going to take a short break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. More after this.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.